America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We want to thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. We're live all across North America on great radio stations as well as GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. For more than 20 years, Auto World Radio has been on the air in a different day part, but we expanded in 2013 to 7 hours per week. So if you'd like to hear all 7 hours, we've got the podcast available at GCNlive.com. And also AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. If it's your first time joining us, I welcome you with open arms. I am a certified radio and automotive geek. There's no other way to say it. And I've done syndicated automotive radio for more than 20 years. I was the former co-host of Car Crazy Radio with Barry McGuire. Spent more than 10 years with the Motor Trend as not only their radio host, but also a writer, blogger, and streaming television host. For about a year and a half, we did a great show called Haggerty's Inside Classic Cars. And I was so pleased to be part of that. And for a couple of other years, I did a program called Motor News Weekly. But nowadays, I'm strictly all Auto World, along with some of the other cool things that I do, including a daily feature, which is called The Long Drive, which is heard on close to 700-plus radio stations around North America. And hopefully soon, I'm working on a television show, so I'll keep you posted on that. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. And we've got a real exciting hour lined up for you. We're going to be joined momentarily by the executive director of the Peterson Automotive Museum, who's got some incredibly exciting news to tell us. And a little later on, speaking of automotive television shows, this gentleman has been working on a pilot for his company, The Old Car Guys, and I know it's being reviewed by the History Channel. Don Jones will be joining us a little bit later on in the hour. But right now, it's always a pleasure to speak to this gentleman. He is a certified automotive geek like myself, and he is also the executive director of the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles, California. Let's all welcome our good friend here, Terry Karges. Terry, welcome to Auto World. How you doing?
Hi, Bob. So great to be with you.
Well, let's do a little history lesson here first. Let's talk a little bit about you, Terry. You have been a car guy from the get-go. When did you first get the bug?
Oh, boy. My grandparents took me to midget races back in the Midwest where I grew up at Joliet, Illinois, and saw my first road race in 1955 at Torrey Pines, where I saw D-Jags and MGs and things I didn't know existed as a boy, and then I was hooked. Went to the very first Riverside race in 1957. I think I saw all of the major races that ran there for years. In fact, I saw the last race that Parnelli and George Fulmer ran together in the Trans Am series, where Parnelli passed Fulmer on the high side of turn nine, which was an impossibility. You couldn't do it. Anyway, now I've been hooked on it. It's the only thing I ever really wanted to do.
Oh, I concur with you 100%. You've got some real exciting news. The Peterson Automotive Museum has long been my favorite personal choice as being America's best car museum, and it's always a real exciting time to go there and broadcast from there and visit from time to time. It's located on the city's Museum Row, and it's celebrating 20 years in 2014. Let's go back to 1994. This museum was the brainchild of Robert E. Pete Peterson and his lovely wife, Margie. Tell our listeners a little bit about how the Peterson got its start and its very unusual building that it's located in.
In 94, Mr. Peterson opened the museum in conjunction with the Natural History Museum. Mr. Peterson funded the museum himself, gave Natural History Museum the resources to take over what had been originally built in 1962 as the Seibu department store, a Japanese department store. It only lasted a couple of years. Then it sat dormant for a little bit, and then Orbox opened up, and then they closed several years later. Then it was empty for quite a while. And I believe it was Bruce Meyer who went to Bob and said, hey, there's a building on Wilshire. We need to go look at it. I've got an idea. And this was something that Bruce Meyer had been on the board of the Natural History Museum.
Sure.
Anyway, they got together and opened the museum in 94.
Amazing. And, of course, Mr. Peterson, who I had the pleasure of interviewing many, many times, and, of course, his late wife Margie as well, they were just incredible folks. And when you stop and think about the legacy that they've left here for Los Angeles and for automotive history, it is staggering.
You know, Mr. Peterson was a real car guy and a great storyteller and an entrepreneur. And eventually, actually, he started. He was a publicist for one of the movie studios. And his first job, when he left the studios, he was hired by Madman Muntz, who was the first wild guy on TV to sell heavy-duty appliances. Hired him to promote a car show. Bob conceived of an idea that he would make a brochure and sell ads in it. And really, it was the beginnings of Hot Rod Magazine. And he went on to found Hot Rod Magazine and knew the culture was, you know, developing and there were great stories there. But he also, as a part of all of that history, helped put Wally Parks worked for him, who founded the NHRA. Well, mm-hmm. Mr. Peterson, who gave him the money to do that.
Wow.
Mr. Peterson also started SEMA. He started that as a
incredible
aftermarket parts show at Dodger Stadium.
Under the bleachers at Dodger Stadium, I've heard so many stories about the first SEMA show. And when you look at the SEMA show today in 2013 from those humble beginnings, I think for the first one, Mr. Peterson had to purchase like 200 steaks or so, and that was enough to feed everybody. Well, nowadays there's more than 100,000 people that go to the annual gathering out in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Second biggest show in Las Vegas.
Oh, amazing. And as you say, you know, I love the stories about Mr. Peterson and the way he started Hot Rod Magazine and, you know, selling it out of the trunk of his vehicle, 50 cents an issue. And depending on how much he would sell, that would dictate which hotel he would stay in that night. And considering the mega publishing empire that he built with more than 70 titles, including, as you said, Hot Rod, Motor Trend, and literally dozens of others. I mean, this guy was truly one of a kind. And I am so excited to be able to have you on air here with us to have you tell us about the wonderful plans that you have in place, already underway, to mark the 20th anniversary in 2014 of the Peterson. I've seen the renderings, a complete exterior and dramatic redesign of the interior, but that exterior transformation is really something to blow anybody's mind.
It really is. Cone Pedersen Fox, the architects, are considered one of the top three architects in the world. And Gene Cone, who is 80 years old, is a professed car guy and a friend of David Sidorek.
Sure.
There had been a number who has happened. David has been on our board for 20 years, was one of the original board members with Mr. Peterson. David conceived of an idea of a wrap and met Gene, and they put together. Gene actually, in looking at the building, went home and got together with his team and came up with this incredible, we'll call it a wrap.
Oh, wow. When we come back on the other side, we'll really get into it here with Terry Karges, the executive director of the Peterson Automotive Museum. This is Auto World.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. There's the ultimate rock and roll gearhead, Billy F. Gibbons, who's a huge supporter of the Peterson Automotive Museum. And speaking of the Peterson Automotive Museum, we've got the man himself, the executive director, Terry Cargis, with us, telling us about the 20th anniversary of this tremendous museum in Los Angeles in 2014. And to mark the 20th anniversary, a complete transformation of the Peterson building, which will make it one of the most significant and unforgettable structures in Los Angeles. Terry, I've seen the renderings, the pictures of what the museum is going to look like with these long ribbons of stainless steel. Paint a little verbal picture for our listeners all across North America.
Well, there are stainless steel ribbons that will undulate. It almost, if you've been in it or seen pictures of a wind tunnel with the smoke going over the car to find out how it moves over the car, how wind moves over the top of a car. It almost looks similar to that, although these ribbons will undulate in and out and up and down around the building, wrapping around three sides of the building, not, of course, of the massive parking lot that we have, or parking structure. But then also lipping over the top of the building on our fourth floor outdoor deck, almost like a wave splashing up on top. You can see it on peterson.org. It's peterSEN.org, and there's some pictures there. And actually, there's pictures all over the web now. But it's been designed by one of the top three architectural firms in the world, Cohn, Pedersen, Fox, out of New York, and we actually went to Kansas City on Monday and Tuesday to witness the prototype section, about a 30 by 30 prototype section of the pieces that will be mounted. It is nothing short of spectacular. It's great in the renderings and in the art, but it's breathtakingly beautiful in person.
The other thing, though,
I was going to say, Bob, is that's the exterior. Mm-hmm. It's a world-class new structure. But on the interior, we're going to add almost 15,000 square feet of exhibit space. We're going to showcase art, experience, culture, and heritage of the automobile. We'll focus on cars and trucks and motorcycles from around the world. We're going to have a refined and upgraded permanent collection and an expansion of our rotating displays. We want to show historically significant American and European classics, hot rods, groundbreaking race cars and motorcycles, the latest in alternative fuel technology, cars with Hollywood heritage, and cars designed and built in Los Angeles. We're working with some people that are ex-Disney Imagineering creatives and some ex-Universal Studio creatives to develop the interior displays so that we've got interactive and what you would call or refer to as immersive, kind of technology, so that you might experience what it's like to be going 245 miles an hour down the Mulsanne Strait or in a buggy in the Paris Dakar race. Or going 185 miles on the Isle of Man. Those are the kinds of things we want to do.
And looking at the exterior from the night views that folks can check out online, I mean, this really accentuates the steel structure and no doubt will act as a beacon to the entire neighborhood known as the Miracle Mile. I mean, this is going to make the Pedersen really a destination that you cannot miss, and I would imagine the other museums in the area too, they're going to be uplifted by this great new structure that you guys are putting together for the look of the outside.
Gene Cohn, in describing the architecture now on the Miracle Mile or Museum Row, by the way, in racing parlance, we're kind of on the pole position of Museum Row, the Miracle Mile. But he described it as the Pedersen will be the ballerina amidst the black tie set.
Very good. I like that. And certainly, you know, you can't help when you look at the curves of the aluminum structure, the stainless steel structure. It definitely has images in my mind of some of the organic curves of coach-built automobiles. I was chatting with my good friend and a great television host from Velocity, Wayne Carini, about coach building. And, you know, when you look at some of the sculptures of some of the great coach-built vehicles of yesterday and even the handful of folks who still do that work today, I mean, that's a lot of stuff that a lot of Americans, a lot of folks are really not up to speed on, but the fact that you guys have got these organic curves built right into the design DNA, I think is so great.
It's well said. Well, you know, it's funny. You're hitting on something too, Bob, that Gene Cohn said that it's art museums don't have the ability to make their exteriors reflect what's on the interior. And yet we do. This is the challenge here was to do something that would reflect speed, and we think that he's captured that. The beautiful lines, the stainless steel, really can, it gives it somewhat of a glimpse anyway of what's on the inside. I think you hit on a good note there.
Let's talk a little bit more about the inside. As you say, it's going to be also completely updated and transformed. And another area of great lighting, I've noticed in some of the pictures that I've seen that the interior just has some really cool lighting elements, and it's almost surrealistic when you look at it.
That's part of it, all of the electronics and the things that are let me start with the building. The museum was put together in 1994 by the Natural History Museum in a department store. And really what's happening is that we're going to transform from a museum that was built 20 years ago, or created 20 years ago, using 100-year-old display techniques, into a 21st century museum. Think of 20 years ago, we didn't have the internet. I mean,
that's
most
so
of the electronics that existed were not available. So
mm-hmm.
we'll have the interactive like I say, the immersive, but also LED lighting and the kind of lighting and digital displays that can tell the stories of the people and machines that changed the world over the last century. That's a part of, think of floor to ceiling two-story movie screens telling you a story about who the men and women were that created this industry and these beautiful cars or motorcycles or trucks. We want to show how a car is designed from start to finish. We'd like to show how a car is manufactured or built from start to finish. You know, those are great stories that people don't get to see, but that's what we should be doing, educating and telling these stories, preserving these stories for mm-hmm. future generations. I mean, what one of the things we look at, and we've just initiated a master plan that will be something that will be workable for the next 50 years on what's the future of the Peterson.
And it's so important to talk about that. Hang with us, Terry. We're going to hold you over because this is so exciting. The 20th anniversary of the Peterson is upcoming, and wait till you get a look at the redesign plans. Straight ahead, more with Terry Cargis, the Executive Director of the Peterson Automotive Museum. Don't go away. This is Auto World live across North America.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're telling you all about the 20th anniversary of the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles and the transformation of the Peterson Automotive Museum being led by Terry Karges, the executive director, along with other important folks, including chairman of the board, Peter Mullen, Bruce Meyer, David Sidorek, co-vice chairman, and many other folks. And Terry has been describing the dramatic exterior and all the cool changes that are going to be integrated into the museum, both, as I said, on the exterior as well as this state-of-the-art LED lighting, which will be on the interior along with lots of great digital interactive displays. But let's talk, Terry, a little bit more about the educational side of the Peterson, because this is something that I love to talk about because, you know, I love doing my radio shows, and one of the things that is always great joy to me is to get somebody excited about cars. And, you know, quite often when I get emails from younger listeners and, you know, they're not aware of a lot of the great automotive stories of the past or brands of the past, and they're getting excited about it, driving more people into the hobby. I know Jay Leno has been quoted any time that he gets to go to a car show that he has the opportunity to speak to somebody without gray hair. It's a huge victory. So what you're doing here, I think, is spectacular, not only in presentation, but also will continue the great educational mission that is so much a part of the DNA of the Peterson.
Exciting things that we have instituted this year, Bob, is a symposium program. We just did one on alternative fuels. We have one scheduled for the future of automotive journalism. We have one scheduled on the future of automotive design. Actually, in working with the Art Center College over in Pasadena, we outlined as many as 15 different symposiums or lectures that are possible that we could do on automotive design and the future of the automobile. There are so many things that we want to do, and actually we've been re-energized. You know, one of the things you mentioned, David Sidorek and Bruce Meyer, who have been a part of the museum, a key or central mm-hmm. to the museum's future and you know, activities for the 20 years of its history. But Peter Mullen, who is our new chairman, actually was a co-chairman some years back, and has come back in to help lead us. And one of his real interests, and I, actually the whole board's real interest, is in the education of the kids. We bus in 10,000 kids at our expense, bring them into the museum, and give them an educational program for free, and allow another 5,000 kids per year to come in as part of their classroom programs. We provide them, a whole agenda to follow pre and post visit. So it's a work that we invest heavily in, and that we believe in, and that it's been quite successful for a number of years. It's also one of Margie Peterson's real passions.
Mm-hmm. And it's so important to get more people excited and to educate those young folks and perhaps drive them into an automotive-related career. I mean, we need more folks as people who are going to be working on these high-tech machines and also doing the restoration process, because it's a big worry for all of us in the hobby. I mean, who is going to be out there to take care of some of these automotive works of art? Who is going to be able to do the intricate work that is needed to preserve these vehicles for generations to come?
Well, it's part of our look at down the road is who will be telling the kids about these cars. And it just as important as giving them an education on the history of the automobile, what is the future? And that's something that we haven't done at the Peterson in the past, but certainly will as we open the new Peterson, which would be a technology and electronics galleries, so that we can tell those stories as well. What is going on? That's what a lot of the kids today are not necessarily interested, maybe so much in the historic vehicles, but they certainly want to know about what's coming. And we think if we can educate them or get them involved in some part of the automobiles, then the historic part of automotive history would be a natural.
There's such a synergy these days between the mobile electronics, the consumer electronics industry, and the automotive industry. You're so correct, Terry. I remember a number of years back, I'm very fortunate usually to go to the Consumer Electronics Show every year, and there used to be a small presence by a few automakers, but the last couple of years I've gone to CES and an auto show has broken out. There are so many different auto manufacturers represented there, because you're right, when you talk to the millennials, unlike older folks, you know, who are interested in horsepower and handling and design, a lot of the younger folks are more interested in connectivity with their mobile devices and also the modern day hot rodding. I mean, years ago when I was growing up, it was, you know, getting in there and changing carbs and putting headers on, and nowadays it's plugging in a laptop.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. Exactly correct. Bob, I have a hard time that I've got to excuse myself on. I'm
sure.
So sorry. I wish I had more time.
No problem. We'll do it again in the not-too-distant future. Didn't mean to hold you over, but
I really appreciate it. Any time, I would love to be a regular if there's a way to do that.
Let's do that, definitely. Thank you, Terry, and this is great news. We'll continue to cover it here on the show.
Come and see us.
Absolutely. I'll be out there in a few weeks, so I will make it a point. Thank you, Terry.
Thanks, Bob. Bye-bye.
He is the executive director of the Peterson Automotive Museum, Terry Karges, and you can log on to the museum's website. It's, again, spelled P-E-T-E-R-S-E-N, Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles, and check it out. It's really cool. We're scheduled to be joined by Don Jones from the oldcarguys.com. Don is a very interesting fellow, travels the country, you know, scanning junkyards and finding engines and bits and parts, and he specializes in the unusual, including he likes to sell and help people with fire trucks and other unusual vehicles that they might have in their collection. And Don has been hard at work on the television project that he put together a little while back, which is basically telling his story. You know, he is the old car guy, the old expert who goes around to a lot of salvage yards and very unusual places, and very unusual stories evolve out of those those visits, and he's hoping to turn it into a television show. And as I mentioned at the top of the hour, I know it's under review by the History Channel, and to get a television show on the air is no easy task. So we wish him the best of luck with that, and hopefully we'll be talking with him here in the next few minutes. But if not, we'll schedule him for another week. I love the opportunity just to have the opportunity to sit down and talk with you guys one-on-one and play a little automotive trivia. I love playing automotive trivia, so let's do it again. And the telephone number, if you would like to participate in the automotive trivia, is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com will work as well. We'll throw out a trivia question here, and we'll make it a muscle car question. And why don't we make it a relatively easy one? Carol Shelby, we lost a number of months back, and the pleasure of interviewing him many, many times over the years. And, you know, I growing up here in Boston, suburban Boston, and sitting in Shelby Mustangs and seeing these vehicles, I honestly never thought I would ever have the opportunity to sit down at a major event and interview a legend like Carol Shelby. But dreams do come true, and it happened for me, and it can happen for you. So the question is the KR, the Shelby GT500 KR. What's the KR stand for? 855-660-4261. You're listening to Auto World all across North America. Don't go away.
But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Auto World Radio host Bob Long with a simple reminder for you. Don't forget to subscribe to the free podcast for the Automotive Radio Network at the iTunes Music Store. Automotive Radio Network delivers the world's finest automotive news, information, and entertainment. Plus, a lot of really cool stuff there, including some retro automotive commercials. It's all 100% free and available at the iTunes Music Store. Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
This is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine? Drive your automobile down the highway, man, on the road.
Welcome back. That is a legend of blues. The gentleman's name is Howlin' Wolf. To me, he sounds a little like Wolfman Jack, the old disc jockey who actually is still around today, although not on terrestrial radio. I think he's doing some internet radio right now, but certainly a legend in the realm of automotive, you know, not automotive, of radio personalities. This is Auto World. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Got a trivia question out there, and the trivia question is about the KR in Carroll Shelby's Mustang GT500 KR. What did the KR stand for? Well, joining us right now on the Auto World guest lines, a frequent contributor here to the broadcast, got a great website. It's called The Old OldCarGuys.com, and he's got a television show under review right now by the folks of the History Channel. Let's all welcome the one and only old car guy himself, Don Jones. Don, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bob. Still fighting that bronchitis I got when I was down in Georgia a couple weeks ago. Fighting through it. And we're up here in Nebraska this week, looking for cars, visiting some old clients and finding some new product. And then we're going to take off and head on up to Iowa and South Dakota come Tuesday and Wednesday. And I'm searching for that that Phantom salvage yard that has those Hemi engines in it.
How many Hemi engines are reportedly in that yard, Don?
Well, there's a fellow over in Iowa that we'll be talking to Monday or Tuesday that bought a 66 Dodge J car from a salvage yard a few months ago. And we seen the car. We verified it was a J car, J car being a 426 Hemi car. And that fellow put us on a lead of a salvage yard that is supposed to be sitting on three 426 Hemis. And just an awful lot of Mopar parts. So we're going to try to find that yard and see if he wants to come aboard as a client and kind of go from there. But it's kind of like going from house to house and knocking on doors and asking people if we can be of service to them. And it's kind of an old-fashioned way of doing business, but it seems to be working so far.
That's great. I understand in recent times you found lots of new vehicles to put up on the site, including a 39 Chevrolet Coupe and a 1967 Sports Fury. Tell us about these two particular offerings.
Yep. The Sports Fury actually had sold at Barrett Jackson a few years ago, and for whatever reason, the that owner had sold it to a car lot in Nebraska City. So we've done business with that lot before, and when we were in Nebraska City, we stopped by, and they asked us to put it up on our site. And it's that crazy purple color that was kind of common back in the mid-60s. I think it's either called Plum Loco or Plum Crazy.
Plum Crazy, I think, yeah.
Yeah. So if you have, it's an acquired taste, you might say. It's a good-looking car. It's I would say probably around a Class 2 type car. Good driver, nice strong 383 engine in it, low mileage. And of course, as hot as it's been in Nebraska, it does have air conditioning that works very well. Sometimes I have to wonder about the wisdom of what I do. You know, September in Nebraska isn't supposed to be 105, but when I was out in the outback yesterday, the thermometer in the in my little Chevrolet was registering between 103 and 105 most of the day. And I said, you know, it's got to be a better way of making a living, like maybe radio or something. Or TV.
Very good, Don. Definitely. Well, you got your TV show under review by the History Channel. That's quite exciting.
Well, actually, it's also under review by Discovery. Mm-hmm. And there's something going on. And I have to have a conversation with my producer when I get off the line with you.
Mm-hmm.
There's something going on with Loud and something in Loud, Fast and Loud, I think, the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some stuff that's being said on LinkedIn and Facebook concerning the old car guys and people knowing us at the Discovery Channel, which we did get a call a little over a year ago from that show looking for some cars that they could build. They were looking for some things in the St. Louis area, but I don't know if they ever hooked up with any of our clients or not. We never heard back from them. So that may be where it's from, but we're going to go ahead and we'll see if it's a lead and go from there.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some other cool things that you found in recent times. I can't believe some of the stuff you come up with, including a complete body for a 37 Plymouth pickup. Tell us about that.
You never know. When you open the doors in the barns or open the doors of the back of a 40-foot semi-trailer, what's going to be in there? My first thought is, what's going to jump out and bite me?
Yes.
Rats or snakes or weasels or whatever.
I don't blame
you.
But
in this case, it's a scrapyard, a business that specializes in grinding things up. But the owner has an eye for what should be collected, and he's been putting things aside. So in one of the trailers, there was a complete pickup truck body, all in parts, and we're going to market that for him. And then there was a couple of Chevelle hoods, 68, 72 Chevelle hoods, front end off of a 56 Chevy. Just a lot of odd and end stuff that that we will be listing for the fellow. And then we've got an M 818 Army truck, a 5-ton tractor we're going to put up for him.
That's great. Fantastic. Another interesting one that you've picked up in recent times is a 1950 Chevrolet pickup, as well as a 56 Chevrolet. I would imagine these were quality finds for you, Don. Tell us more about it.
The 50 Chevy is at the same place as the Army truck. It's at the salvage, or actually scrap yard. And it was just a car that was brought in to scrap out, and he put it aside and just asked us to sell it. It's obviously old, obviously rough, but the body is in extremely good shape, and the price that he's going to ask for it is extremely reasonable. He's only asking $1,200 for it. It has a functional 235. It's got a later straight six engine in it. So obviously somebody had been using the truck and working the truck for well past the first engine's lifespan. But it was an interesting find. We're trying to work. We found a 1917 white truck when we were down in Georgia. And it's what I call a residue truck. Obviously, when something sits out in a junkyard for 80 years, the time and weather has a way of working on it. But I think there's enough there that a museum ought to want to claim it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working, we've been making some calls around the country looking for a truck museum that might want to rescue this thing before it it totally goes away. But it was in fairly good condition considering it's almost 100 years old and probably been sitting in that salvage yard since the 1940s.
Our telephone number, if you have a question for Don Jones from the oldcarguys.com, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, it's bob@boblongradio.com. That's 24/7, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. And Don, why don't we make sure and give out all the proper information for the Old Car Guys as well. Website-wise, social media-wise, if you want to give out any telephone information, be my guest.
Sure. We're on Facebook under the Old Car Guys and also under TOGC57. And we post a lot of the interesting pictures that we find of cars or cars with trees growing out, the headlight opening, or cars that have actually been lifted off the ground by trees. So it's kind of the phenomena of what we find on our searches. And, general information. The website is theoldcarguys.com. And we've got everything from lug nuts on up to 100,000-hour classic cars. We're also into people that can do the body work for you. Rebuild the engines, the whole nine yards.
Great. We'll have you back with us real soon. Thank you so much for your time here today.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bob. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.